catching you up on everything you might have missed. It's the Christy and Bodge podcast on Hit FM.
Hello, welcome. Christy and Bodge here. And Christy's been giving me a bit of stick because it's the first show with my Invisalign. And it's going to take me, a year and a half to get nice, decent teeth. And you've been just the best friend ever.
Well, you just don't like it when the shoe's on the other foot.
Yeah, okay.
People pick on you.
All right. In the show, though, fake news was one for the ages. Ooh. Lee Jolo, our beloved newsreader, brought his A game today. You got to hear that to believe it.
Yeah, brought out some big fakies for us. And we figured out we've got a whole lot of pee power. We speak to a professor from Melbourne University about what we can do with our urine.
And then we talked to some kids from one of the public schools in the area who are putting on a great big performance at one of the big venues in town. That and more coming up.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
And Christy, you've been doing nothing but laughing at me ever since my installation of Invisalign yesterday.
Nothing but laugh at you.
I will walk into your office as I did yesterday afternoon and I'll want to talk to you. I'll just walk in with a bit of paper and go, so we've got to do it. And then you just burst into laughter like a bad friend.
No.
Don't even try. I've got a good friend on the line.
Oh, okay.
And Chloe, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been set upon since I had this Invisalign inserted into my face, and I'm aware that every time an S comes out, I've got a bit of a lisp. I tried to do the weather report before, and the plates were distracting me, and they were getting in the way, and they were making me feel a bit strange. And I just need you to back me up here, mate.
I am backing you up. I called because there's no need to be self-conscious. You can't even really notice it.
This is exactly what I said to him earlier, but he's...
With a big smile on her face.
He's avoiding the fact that I've supported him through this and said, look, it'll pass. So, Chloe, have you gone through this?
Get used to it. I have. I work, every day I work in a fire shop, and every time I turn around and ask someone if they want sauce, they always go, what? Straws? No thanks. And I get so self-conscious, and I have to say now, tomato sauce, so they know what's happening.
We don't deserve to be shamed, Chloe.
No, did 24 years and we're sick of it.
Yeah, nearly 31 for me, but that we won't get into that.
That's all right. We'll push past that.
Yeah, but so did you have elastic bands in?
No, I just can't talk properly. I've just got a lisp normally.
How long have you had yours in for, Chloe?
Oh, no, I've just got a lisp.
Didn't you just hear her, Christy?
Oh, sorry, I thought...
You're going about my mouth and not being able to talk properly.
I'm terribly sorry, honey. Oh, look, Bodge, it's something that's going to go away within about a week. And I did say to you before,
you actually don't notice
it at all. It's only certain sentences. And I am taking the mickey out on you here and there by making you try and do tongue twisters that have S's in it. But
at the end of the day,
it's just because you're a man that loves to pick on other people, and it's only fair that karma comes back and gets you. Yes.
I couldn't even do the damn weather report. And then someone thought I was ragging on rain or something like that. And I was like, well, I'm not. I'm just... got hate mail because I couldn't even do the damn weather report, Christy.
See, what you just talking then, it sounded normal. It's normal Bodge.
Yeah.
You're just paranoid.
Yeah, because there was no S's in it. As soon as there's an S, all of a sudden I sound like Cindy Brady.
You can't really notice it, can you, Chloe?
No, not at all. And the more that you try to not do a lisp is when it's going to come out even worse.
All right, well.
I don't think you have a lisp at all, Chloe. You cannot hear it.
I'm trying my best to not.
I think we just be ourselves. We don't need to be somebody
we're not.
Don't
give me that rubbish.
Talk.
No, I'm not doing it. All right, Chloe, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for having
you
my
too,
back.
Guys.
Thanks, Chloe.
That's all good. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. And Christy, I think you're fighting hard to try and win some respect back, but we all know what you're about, pal.
Do you like tomato sauce?
Yeah.
Can you say tomato sauce?
Tomato sauce. You're a piece of work.
Hit FM with Christy and Bodge.
A fresh way to get up
on your radio.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolo.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
This is the best day of the week. Well, mostly because you're here with us to give us some fake news.
A lot of people love this segment, by the way, Lee. You should know that we do get messages on social saying, I've got to work today, or I've been missing out on it. Where can I listen to it? Well, the catch-up podcast.
It's because I like playing along.
Yep.
Yeah, you can.
So, because he's very good at crafting these stories.
Well, for those that don't know how it goes, Lee's got three stories in his hot little hand. He's going to read them out. They all sound very ambitious, very fake.
Yeah.
But only one of them is fake, and we've got to try and pick which one it is. Christy and I are on 2 points each.
Yeah, that's the current score, so even Stevens.
Okay, ready to go. So we'll start off with vets having saved a pet horse in the nick of time in the west of France. It was choking on a rabbit. Abella Berger was heading out to groom her prized pony when she realised something was wrong and promptly called for help. The discovery was made after a vet arrived on scene. The rabbit was lodged in its throat. Both rabbit and the horse are expected to make a full recovery, and while it's uncertain how it got there, Miss Berger reckons the rabbit was overzealously defending its burrow near a particularly lush piece of grass.
Wait, so the bunny rabbit... Yeah. Is intact and alive in its throat.
It was in its throat.
Have you seen the teeth on a horse?
Yeah, but
why would you chew a rabbit if you're a horse?
They just grind the grass. They don't eat meat.
Rabbit. Well,
if you don't believe it, vote for it. What can I say?
This guy.
Let's continue. A number of, let's just say, unusual solutions have come up over how to combat the wild storms that have battered the Bahamas in recent days. US President Donald Trump reportedly asked advisors if he could drop a nuclear bomb on the eye of the storm to disrupt it before it hits US shores. He's denied making such a comment, though. Meanwhile, a man in Florida by the name of Tyler Vasquez is proposing the Navy drop ice blocks in the sea to combat global warming. That's obviously invoked this superstorm, or to get the Air Force to fly around the hurricane in the opposite direction to slow down the winds. Nice. Problem solved.
Two big things in there that makes it sound like it's totally fake, but move on to the next one.
That was it, wasn't it?
There's one more.
Yeah, he said, meanwhile, that's not three stories, crazy story.
The nuke and the ice blocks, that was all one thing.
Those are all ways of combating this super cyclone in the US.
Right. Go on.
And still in the US, a police officer's resigned and her friend's been arrested. It's after the friend used the officer's badge and gun to get free snacks at a local convenience store. Another officer saw the impersonation firsthand and became suspicious, promptly charging the 33-year-old offender once the truth was revealed.
Okay, Lee.
Police officer getting free snacks.
Okay, what are we going to go? Lee's going to count us down. We've got to say A, B, or C.
Yeah, ready?
All right.
3, 2, 1.
B. C. Whoa, I'm glad that we went something different here.
So Christy's gone the eye of the storm. Donnie Trump wanting to drop a nuke in.
And someone wanting putting ice blocks in the sea.
As you do.
And I've gone for the police officer, the pretty standard story. So
yeah. So you reckon C's the fake one, Bodge?
I think it's probably fake, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's true. Do you know what else is true?
The Donnie Trump.
B. I know. Which means the fake story's A.
Oh, what? We got it wrong.
So Lee's got himself a point.
So the rabbit.
Cheeky devil.
Did the rabbit die then?
No, it's a fake story. Oh. I completely made it up.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Dean McCarthy joins us. Well, not from the US of A. He's in Colombia at the moment, and there is a bit of a delay. So, Dean, tell us what's going on with Kevin Hart and then Renee Zellweger as well. Big news coming out of Hollywood.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Here's the update on Kevin Hart. As we spoke about the other day, he underwent a pretty intense back surgery, actually a major surgery. He had 3 fractured vertebrae in his back. He's currently laying flat on heavily medicated in hospital, and he will undergo a very extensive rehab, in hospital. It's really bad. It's actually really, really bad. But look, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about Renee Zellweger. She's in the press today. Remember when she, those photos of her on the red carpet surface when she looked nothing like her former self? Mm. She's finally addressed the photos, and she said that they were the wake-up call. She said, in her words, when the international humiliation hit her, that's when she realized and she considered why she'd gone and done all this work, and that she's decided that, you know, she did it for the wrong reasons. She just wants to be herself again. So she's looking good again. Here's what she'd done. She'd done filler and a ton of lasers, and that's how she got that kind of really plasticky, smoothed out, plump look. But now she's back to herself and better than ever.
Oh, there you go, Christy. That's always good. I love Renee Zellweger. I think she's amazing.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah, Dean, thank you so much. Enjoy Colombia, mate.
A fresh way to get up.
Christy and Varge on Hit FM.
Can we give something away?
please?
What do you mean, give something away? What, you're just feeling generous. Is this because you're so vulnerable this morning?
I'm feeling very vulnerable because people have
he's
been teasing me.
Feeling sad and sorry for himself. Well, I do have some more meet and greets with Dami Im.
Yeah.
She is in Port Macquarie tomorrow night at Port Panthers.
Call up and say something nice about my the way I speak.
13, 12, 16. If you want to win yourself a double pass, a VIP meet and greet to see Dami Im and to, I don't know, shower Bodge with lovely compliments this morning.
Well, it's because the Invisalign's making me all self-conscious and you've been laughing at me. So
look, tickets are on sale now at DamiIm.com. If you want to see you tomorrow night, all you got to do is compliment Bodge right now.
Yeah, give us a call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, what's your name?
Kim.
Kim, can you say something nice about the way I'm speaking with my new plates in my mouth?
Yes, I don't think there's any problem with it. It sounds very good.
Oh, that's the correct
true.
Answer.
Hey, you Kim, can't notice it.
You can't notice it at all.
How do you feel about the incessant bullying from my cohort here?
Well,
no, it's not nice.
No. Normally I'm the horrible one and she's meant to be the nice one, and that's dynamic. Right. But now the roles have reversed and I'm having to be that sort of humble, quiet, sort of nice person. I don't know how I like my new role, Kim, but this is the way it is, unfortunately. Look, you like Dami Im?
Yes,
all right, well,
I do.
You can go and meet her if you want. You want them tickets?
No, but that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all good.
Thank you, Kim. Yes, very deserving, and I do apologise if I've been deemed the bully. I don't mean it.
All right, it's only one day in the whole time we've been together. It's all good. Hey, Kim, who are you going to take with you, though? Because you have got a couple of tickets.
My husband, probably.
Oh, good on you. Lovely. Nice one. Well, it's Saturday, isn't it, Christy?
Tomorrow night, so you'll be seeing her at Port Panthers.
Nice.
For her Dami Im on the Dream Out.
All good, Kim. You enjoy that, and some of the line will grab your dates in just a sec. See, Christy, all I want is a little bit. I want a compliment here.
A little bit
there.
Of love.
Just a little bit of. I just want to know that people have got my back.
It'd be strange if I showed too much support for you and gave you all that love and showering and compliments.
It would be weird, actually. Mm. In fact, I'm glad you're not doing that.
10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money. Alpha Bucks. Christy and Vodges, Alpha Bucks.
$590 up for grabs this morning in Alpha Bucks. And Karina from Port Macquarie joins us. Before we play, Karina, you've got some bad news you want to break to Bodge.
No, that's so mean. So your list probably won't go away. You'll just get used to hearing it. But it will look amazing when it's finished. Does that help?
You're speaking from experience, aren't you, Karina?
Yeah, I am.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll come to
terms. Doesn't matter.
I'll come
doesn't
to terms matter. With it eventually, but I just feel bad for anyone listening. I'll sound stupider than normal.
But you know what? You've actually got
I'm not going to comment on that one.
Karina, he can just take them out for the entire 3-hour show, can't he?
No.
You have to wear them 23 hours out of 24 hours.
Well, they told me 22, but I think that's because they know how much I like to eat and how long it might take me. But no,
well,
I will.
Take you'll have to wear them longer then. That's the payoff.
Well, I'll keep them in because.
Good job. Good boy.
I want nice tea.
All right. On to more important things for $590 this morning, Karina. You know how the rules work, but I'll go through it with you. I won't make Bodge go through that pain of trying to talk. You got 30 seconds on the clock, 10 questions, and all of your answers must start with the same letter. I'll give that to you in a sec. We will only take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and you can pass at any time. Karina, time starts after this first question, and your letter this morning is W for Willow.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
You've got this. I trust
That's
you.
That's my word.
Alrighty. Name us a type of biscuit.
Westerns.
Something without legs.
A worm.
An occupation.
A worker on the road.
A type of bird.
A willow.
A girl's name.
Oh, wren.
Something you'd see on a farm.
Pass.
A game show.
Wheel of Fortune.
An animated film.
Oh, no.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, so close, Karina. Oh,
that was close.
How many
did you need?
We had three more questions to go through. So close, Karina.
W? What's with W? Yeah, I've got a friend called Wren. W-E-N. W-R-E-N, yeah.
As soon as you said that, I thought, gee, that was really good. That was a really out of the square thinking.
Yeah, thanks.
Really
quick. Well. The only one I could out of the thinking could think of.
Well, you'd said Willow earlier, and I actually had that down for a girl's name, Willow. And I thought,
I know,
don't do it twice.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, great. Now I'm going to think of something weird.
Oh, great job, though. Good. That means $600 up for grabs on Monday. Sorry, Karina.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's okay. That's okay. You list your way through the day, it'll be fine.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
So, Bodge, every day without thinking, there's a part of our body that we flush down the loo, but in actual fact, it is far more useful than that. So we've got Professor Peter Scales from the Melbourne University to tell us how our pee can be very powerful. Good morning.
Good morning, Christy and Bodge.
We have been looking into your research and it's long-time science as well. It's not brand-new stuff, but we basically...
I've been working on poo and wee for about 25 years, and it's always nice to move from the engineering sphere to a public pop-up display type sphere and have some fun with it.
Right, okay. So, because I was looking into it a little bit, and I'm wondering whether come summertime, right, when it gets all hot and sticky, if I just save up a big vat of my wee, I can make myself a fan that runs on it. Is that how it works?
That's possible. I don't know if I'd do it that way, but that's certainly possible. It'd be good fun, wouldn't it? The age-old thing that used to be done many hundreds of years ago was to collect it all like that and ferment it into a material called lant and then use it for cleaning and a whole range of other operations. And there is enough energy in it, yes, to produce something like run a fan. You'd need the fan because it would be very smelly.
How is our urine so powerful? What's it got?
Our urine's got about 10 grams for every litre of carbon and a little bit less than that of urea, which turns into ammonia and nitrogen. And that 10 grams per litre of carbon, if I can use it in something like a microbial fuel cell or collect it in some way, then I can use that to generate electricity. As a society, we need to change. We need to actually produce more of a cyclic behaviour, and that there are engineering solutions out there that could do it, and they could be zero energy, they could recover all the nitrogen, and they could give back very pure water as well. And that was just an awareness thing. The public got very involved, and we wanted to work out, well, how do you actually do a display with lots of urine where the public love it?
This is the thing. So Melbourne University have put on display this public urinal where you can go and pee in a bottle, and it charges your phone right in front of you. Now,
I didn't see that
are people sort of adverse to doing it, Peter?
To get people engaged, we would say to them, would you like to charge your mobile phone? To which most people say, of course, I'd like to charge my mobile phone. And then we said to them, well, you can't take electrons out of the system without putting carbon into the system. Would you like to make a donation, please? A lot of people were very open and said, well, here's mine, and I want mine up on that shelf up there, and I plugged my phone in, and they had a lot of fun. And in actual fact, over a two-week period, we got about probably between 600 and 700 donations. A lot of people bought back samples, and they would hand it over, and they'd say, oh, that one's a bit more yellow than mine, and we'd say, it's all going in together. Don't worry.
Unfortunately, you've got to appeal to people's sense of just wanting their phone charged. You know, we're selfish these days. We don't want to do things for the sake of it. We need something in return.
Well, if it's getting filtered too, it now means that maybe we'll be able to drink it.
No, come on.
We won't go there, will we?
It's too far. This isn't Bear Grylls. You give something, you get something, but you got to work hard for it. You got to have nice dark pee, and you get something nice back. It's great. I love it.
And a nice hard stool as well.
Maybe.
No, depends. I'm not going there.
Professor Peter Scales, thank you for taking time out to have a little chat with us about wee. And best of luck with the future endeavours.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. You can use your wee to do anything these days. You can even power a fan, although it might smell a little bit strange. How good is that?
A fresh way to get up.
Christy and Varge on Hit FM.
Christy, you and I had an exclusive yesterday.
We did. We got an invite, a behind-the-scenes look at the dress rehearsal for a big musical that's coming to town next week. The Port Macquarie Public School have their school musical called What's in the Box.
And those kids are fantastic. We got to sit down and have a chat with some of the great team involved in basically you've got all the classes that are going to mm-hmm. take part, and every class will get to do a segment in the show. And then you've got a core group of performers who've been spending a lot of their personal time mm-hmm. Getting ready and practicing, rehearsing. And Christy starts off with a big question. Here we go.
I think a lot of months would have went into the planning with the props and the scripting and the choreography.
Well, let's go over to the uncle here. Uncle, what's your name?
My name is Alex Head, and my character name is Uncle Kevin.
This is your third performance, isn't it?
Yep.
They do it every couple of years. How do you find your performance over the years? Have you gotten better and better, or have you been consistently amazing?
I think I've gotten better, but I've always been kind of consistent.
And you had a lot of sheep too. That's a lot of sheep to deal.
A lot of sheep.
Yep.
Your job was basically to tell the story around the other classes coming in and performing their parts. What's your name?
Liliana Sheets, and I play Maya, the daughter.
How did you find telling the story in and around all the other classes coming in?
Well, when we first started, it was difficult because I had to learn lots of things. But when we got all together and put it together, it was a lot easier than I thought. So it was really fun to do, and like it was like something that I've always wanted to do, like perform. So I was really happy with that I got the position.
Your music teacher told us that you guys have spent the past 5 weeks at your recess time practicing.
Is that right? What's your name?
My name's Olivia Byrne, and I play Mum.
You know what I liked, Mum, was that you'd always talk to your hubby like, yes, dear.
Yeah, definitely the one in control. Did you feel like you had the power in the couple?
Yes.
Cool, that's fair enough.
Well, skip straight to Dad. Dad, how did you think you went in that?
All right. I mean, I could do better, but all right.
Yeah. You can always do better, but I think you held it together very well. And what's your name, sir?
Lincoln Cook. I play Grandpa.
In terms of your own creative passions, who's your favourite act? Who'd you draw inspiration from?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
I didn't pick that one coming, Christy. I didn't see Adam Sandler coming. What's your favourite Adam Sandler film?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. When I was about 11, I think that came out, and it was a good time. What's your name?
Emily. And I play Nana.
Nana. Old man grandpa over here, okay? He's got a lot of the storytelling. How much of it was embellished? Are you the one that sort of brings him back to reality? What's your role in the marriage?
The one that gives out tea.
The one that gives out tea. And what kind of tea are we having?
Normal tea.
Normal tea. So what, Dilma or a Earl Grey or a Tetley or a what?
English
breakfast. Oh, that's... It's a good tea. It is a good tea. And you, sir, what's your name?
Jerry Tagak, and I play Ollie.
Ollie. Now, Ollie's the brother, isn't he? The son.
Yeah.
How did you find the role? Obviously, as the son, you're listening to the dad and the grandfather tell stories. Did you feel that your character needed to live up to those expectations, or were you fine just being you, doing you?
Maybe being you, because it's a better choice.
It is a better choice. We'll go over to the teacher here.
Now, Mrs. Wilson, you actually were the one that crafted this musical. It's your words, isn't it?
It is my words, yes. I wrote this story.
Now, do you leave a lot of room for interpretation? Can they go out and ad-lib a little bit? What's your guidelines?
Well, they have tried to do a bit of ad-libbing, but I've pulled those reins back. But I've allowed their personalities to show through.
Do you know what? As we said just before, because Christy and I have been talking to you for a little bit, if something in your mind goes wrong or someone's forgotten a line, go with it. Ad-libbing is a bit of fun. Do it if you have to. Sometimes you can have more fun doing that because afterwards you get a real buzz. If you've been on stage before, you know how good you feel, mm-hmm. right? When you've done something, you've pulled something off and it's really worked. Sometimes when something doesn't go right, it can work out even better. Best of luck for the show. Where are we going, Christy?
The Glass House, aren't you?
Yep.
When's it happening, guys?
On Wednesday.
On the 11th of September.
There you go. How good were they? They were really nice to let us in and have a chat to them as well. They didn't mind considering it was eating into their recess time.
Oh, absolutely. And very professional for a primary school. And it's great to see the entire school involved, very inclusive. But one of my favourite things from watching that dress rehearsal was they had to use handheld mics.
They did
just like
very
us.
Well.
Just like us, there was technical difficulties, and you know what? They held it together better than you and I do.
I said that to a couple of the teachers, I think, that when, and I told the kids as well, I said, their composure when the technical mm-hmm. faults were happening was outstanding. I know it sounds like something you just say to a kid, but no, absolutely. They were poised. They didn't get as angry and grumpy as I would if something didn't work. They were very professional.
And very adaptive too, because when you are in a live performance like live radio, you just go with it.
Yeah, so that's a great musical and written, of course, by their teacher. But those kids are standout performers and they're going to be great in the years to come.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
What have we got on the line, Chrissy?
Good morning, Sarah from Port Macquarie. I hope you brushed up on your R&B knowledge.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, Chrissy's going to ask you three questions. You're going to need to get best of three to win yourself some Dami M tickets, okay?
Oh, okay.
Also, it's a meet and greet. No pressure.
No pressure at all.
All right, Sarah. First question, artist versus artist. Who has won more Grammy Awards, No Doubt or the Black Eyed Peas? Oh.
Black
Eyed Peas. Ah, she got it.
It should be No Doubt, though.
Six versus No Doubt's two. They only got two Grammy Awards. Yeah. There you go. All right, another artist versus artist. Who has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Salt and Pepper or Boys to Men?
Boys to Men.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that one too.
I feel like you've got this.
Anyway, ask game. The last one anyway.
Mr. Dubalina, we love that song, was an early 90s hit by Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Can you spell for us, Sarah, Mr. Dubalina?
Oh, my God. Spelling, worst thing ever. Okay, M-R-D-U-B-E-L-E-N-A.
It's so weird.
And I wouldn't
have spelled
it.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, go.
Okay, so I'm going to go D-O-B-A-L-I-N-A.
But that's just Dobolina. You missed the whole start of it, Budge.
What do you mean?
It's Mr. Dobolina.
Mr.
Yeah, the Mr. bit's fine, but Dobolina's
so how do you
the hard
Mr.?
Bit.
Mr.
It's M-I-S-T-E-R.
No, you both got it wrong.
No, but did I get the Dobolina bit right?
Yeah, you got the Dobolina right.
I'm giving myself a tick because that's the hard one to get.
Oh, it is. Now, Sarah, I would have paid it and that's how I would have spelled it. It's actually M-I-S-T-A-D-O-B-A-L-I-N-A. So, Sarah, congratulations. You're going to see Dami M live tomorrow night at Port Panthers.
Sarah,
it's
not your fault they can't spell either.
Yeah, no.
All right, so it's all good.
Maybe I need to go back to school.
No, you don't. I think they do. What was the artist's name again?
Del the Funky Homo Sapien. What a name. No wonder it's called Mr. Dobolina and spelt the wrong way.
I think there might be a reason he only had one song. But hey, look, enjoy Dami M. Go and say hello to her from us. And where are we going for that, Christy?
Port Panthers tomorrow night. DamiM.com is where you need to go to get your tickets. But Mr. Dobolina. Mr. Bob Dobolina.
All right, don't ruin it. You're welcome. Enjoy. Don't ruin it, Christy.
Happy R&B Fridays.
You don't know what you've missed. Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
All right, Christy, we heard a message this morning. Obviously, we had some kids on from the Port Macquarie Public School because they're doing a big performance next Wednesday.
Yeah, the Glass House, What's in the Box musical. Amazing performance, and we got a sneak peek yesterday.
And Sarah's on the line with us. Sarah, good morning to you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, your daughter is in the play as well, correct?
Yes.
And we understand that she was upset she didn't get to say hello to us.
Yeah, I told her this morning. I showed her the Instagram post and I said, Christy and Bond were at the school watching you. And she was like, oh, what? Where were they? And I said, oh, well, probably up the back. And yeah.
Well, what's her name?
Imogen.
Imogen, could you put her on the phone for us, please?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Imogen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
We saw your performance yesterday. You're in The Lion King Sleeps Tonight. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry we didn't get to stick around to say hello to you. I had to go to the dentist because I had to get my teeth looked at because it's very important to look after your teeth.
Yeah.
Imogen, what part do you play? What costume were you wearing?
I was wearing black because of tights and I was wearing lava skirt and a singlet.
Well, I thought you were great and your whole class did very well and we can't wait for the show. How old are you, Imogen?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. What a great age. All right, do you know what? Best of luck for next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We'll come along and we'll watch.
It's a beautiful
and,
stage show.
If we come back to school, we'll make sure we say hello to you, okay?
Thank you.
You have a great day. Okay.
No.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.